I'm back with you.
Yeah, so I'm thinking this time, if are you on the speakerphone?
No, my Bluetooth.
All right, that's probably what's happening, because I remember the last time we were talking, you were saying the Bluetooth was making a disconnect. And what I did, I just took my phone off speakerphone. So let's see how far we can get this time without it dropping. So you were saying that you were able to help them increase their credit scores through an old method, which is known as piggybacking or using trade lines. And about how long, you know, as far as months or weeks, did that process take to increase their credit scores?
Within 20 days. They both had significant. I think the first brother earned his score in 11 days, was up to the 650s, and then the next 8 days after that, he was at 727 something. I'm not sure because I'm not looking at the article. Mm-hmm. But it was less than a month.
Mm-hmm.
So
awesome.
It worked pretty quickly.
So for people that are not familiar with trade lines or piggy banking, what would be your, you know, advice to them in a nutshell?
So trade lines are anything that reports on your credit. A trade line is a credit card. A trade line is a line of credit at a bank. A trade line is a mortgage loan or a car loan. They're all called trade lines. Okay. Sometimes when you go to apply for a mortgage, they'll say you don't have enough trade lines on your credit to get approved, and that's what they're talking about. You don't have a good mix of credit.
Okay.
Piggybacking on a trade line is when someone makes you an authorized user of their credit. An authorized user, or an AU as we call it, basically adds you to one of their credit cards. Once you're added to that card using your social security number and date of birth, name, social security number, date of birth, the next time that credit card reports to the credit bureau, it will report on the person who was added to its credit as well. So, for instance, if I have a 15-year-old Visa card that I've been paying monthly on time for 15 years, and you come along, Erica, and I decide to add you as a authorized user on that card, I then would be able to you would be able to see the following month that you also have 15 years of good credit history with that same credit card. So you see how it can quickly boost your score, because if you were a person who never had a credit card and now you got 15 years, you put yourself in a different credit score bracket, and it shows a history of on-time payments, what they are looking for to approve people.
Awesome. And how easy is this process, or are there any hazards in this process? You know, relationships, you know, often kind of dissolve based on money or business. So are there any hazards of letting someone use your trade line, or any backlashes if, you know, you're on someone's trade lines and all of a sudden, you know, they default on payments or so on and so forth? How does that work? Could that adversely work in, you know, against you?
Good question. No, there are no adverse effects to using the piggybacking, because, so Erica, you say you live in Maryland and I live in D.C. We don't live in the same house. So when I add you as an authorized user to my credit card, the credit card is going to show up at my house, not yours. So I never have to hand that credit card over to you for you to receive the benefit. You don't get the opportunity to use my credit card to make any, you know, purchases to which now you owe money. The only thing you are getting is my good credit history. That's it. So there's no risk to the person who is adding a person to their card, unless, of course, it's a friend or a relative and you decide to put that card in their hand. And then you are taking all the risk, because they don't have to pay it back. But in this particular business model, trade lines the way we do, because they are for sale, they're not free, the person never gets the credit card. All they get is the good credit. And generally with piggybacking, they only stay alive as a authorized user for 60 days. some companies do it for a little longer, but 60 days is the norm. So it's really not enough time to do anything. The only thing that will happen is the address of the credit card will show up on your credit report as one of your previous addresses. But that's about it. So there's really no risk involved. It's always been good. I've been using TradeLine since 1991. It was the first time I sold a TradeLine. A friend of mine needed to get a car. I happened to have a credit card. He gave me a couple hundred dollars. I added him to my credit card, and within 30 days or so, he had a credit card, a credit score of like 700, and he was able to go in the car dealership and get a car loan, something that he couldn't have done the day before or prior to us adding these. So this is not a new thing. It was done for me by my grandmother, you know, to help me with my credit years and years ago. So it is something that you can do, and it is also something that you can do for free, because you don't have to pay for trade lines if you have a good, you know, family member that will add you as an authorized user for free, because like my grandma did for me. You don't have to pay for them, but many people find it to be, you know, what they don't know, they think it's risky, so they won't help their family in that matter. Oh, wow. So therefore we had to create a business and make it so that people with good credit can actually make money off of their credit, helping people with bad credit. So for those people in the audience who have 700 credit scores, have credit cards that are, you know, have a long-term, long length of time and high credit limits, and they pay their bills on time, these people can make money every single month by helping other people increase their credit scores. So I do a class on that a couple of years ago and got
And which is pretty awesome, going back to the money talks and the tax talks conversations when we were talking about the government shutdown and some things that some displaced or disenfranchised workers can do in the mean in between time. So it's almost like kind of renting out your good credit for like 60 days or so, whereas though you can make a, you know, a couple hundred dollars. So typically how many people can you rent your credit out to at a given time?
So every credit card company has their own limit as to how many authorized users you can have. American Express is the highest I've ever seen. You can have 99 authorized users.
99 credit. So if you charge $100 for every person using your credit, that's $9,900.
Yes, absolutely. Awesome. Yeah, it is way more than that. Then there are other companies who you may get between three or five people that you can add as an authorized user. So, but the good thing about that is when you take one off, you still have an extra slot. So if you feel, you know, four out of five are used, you still have one available. And then in 60 days, when that fifth person falls off, you have another one available. So there's, you know, you take them off and put them on. Okay. But the how we calculate how much they cost, trade lines range anywhere from $400. I've seen them as high as $2,000, $2,500. And the way we factor the cost is how old it is. How long has this card been in use? So the longer the length of time and the credit limit, the higher the limit, the more it costs. But they also have the strongest impact. So if you want to, like for instance, at your age, if you're 38 years old and you need to boost your credit, you're going to want to get a credit card that's 15 to 18 years old. That makes it look like, you know, you started out of the gate when you were in your 20s, you know, doing real good, versus a 38 year old with a credit card that's only a year old. Right. That doesn't provide a lot of history.
Right.
So the factors that the for is the most important thing in adding trade lines, which is why I just don't sell them. I always analyze my client's credit prior to adding trade lines to see which ones are going to be the most beneficial to them. For kids that are 18, fresh out of high school, a one-year-old Visa card that has a 500 credit limit might cost them $200 or $300, but they'll come out of high school with a 700 credit score, which is a great place to start, you know?
Right.
So so, but they don't need a lot because they're so young. They don't need a 15-year credit card because it wouldn't be realistic. You understand?
Right, right. Because you're only 18 years old, so there's no way you establish credit at 8, you know?
Right. However, let's say this, though. That our counterparts, people who have money, people who have been doing credit, they add their children to their credit card as early as 12 years old. Mm-hmm. So it's possible for you to have 7 years of credit by the time you're 19 years old if you've been on your mom's good credit card since you were 12, which my mm-hmm. daughters have. Mm-hmm. And they were able to have good credit by the time they turned 18 without doing anything because they were just banking off of me paying my bills on time. Mm-hmm. So it's possible that you can have a long history and not be old enough to have it, you know, but
awesome. And can you share your information for people wanting to get in contact with you to possibly rent out their credit or establish trade line credits using some of your clients' good credit?
Yes, for the people who are who have good credit and they like to make money, I have a trade line supplier company. I supply trade lines to my clients, my credit repair clients, and people who want to buy houses. I have real estate agents come to me, lenders come to me to help boost their credit, their clients' credit score. So people with great credit histories and are in a really good position to make money using those credit cards. And those who need help with it, in a great position to get the help. So you can all reach me. I am Mrs. Unbreakable, number one on Twitter, Mrs. on Instagram. I'm also Mrs. Unbreakable on Facebook. And, you know, my company name is Unbreakable Enterprises, and we also have a Facebook page as well. Easy to reach. And I will give my business number is 301-541-7477. Very rarely is that phone answered, and it's for a purpose. So if you like to talk to me, send a text message. Tell me where you heard me, and you'll get a great discount for saying you heard me on this particular show. And I will return a call if you leave a message. But the best way to do it is to text, and we can get started working on solutions for your credit.
Awesome. And what about people looking to, you know, up their credit score using trade lines? Is it the same process and the same number?
Same thing, same number. Just get in touch with me and be prepared to help have me dissect your credit to tell you what's the best route to take.
Awesome. Well, as always, it's been a pleasure. You know, we're going to continue this Money Talk series with Nika Prey, aka Mrs. Unbreakable. She is the go-to business and money expert in the DMV. Thank you so much for tuning in. This is your girl Ace with another installation of the Digital Digest. Peace.